Soul to soul, spirit to spirit, greetings from the island of Kauai. Today we're going to try an experiment. We always have principles, and we will have them today. But we're going for a new depth. We're going to try to feel the substance. To be a real healer, you've got to have substance. And I hope that today, some of us, or as many as possible, come to a feeling that I have touched something new. We want to find the healer. And it's very important to know that you are not the healer. The healing consciousness depends upon several factors. The first is that you be awake. By that I mean that you be aware of the Spirit, that you be immersed in the Spirit, and that the Spirit of God is the healer. Whenever you're without the Spirit, you're without a healing. One of the important factors in the Spirit of God is that there is one immortal life. And you can feel that life. You can be plugged into it. You can be it. And you can share your immortal life with everyone in the world. You can give God to everyone who comes to you. They come to you with a hope, and yet they're not reaching to you, they're reaching to God. And they're only reaching outside to God because they haven't found God inside. And you are to help them find the God of their own being, which will heal them. That is the principle upon which we work. The immortal life is the thing, the quality, the substance that we are trying to raise in man. We must lift him to a place where he feels his immortal life. And to do that, we must be living that immortal life ourselves. The one false mind prevents you from living the one immortal life. The false mind which tells you, you have a body, there's a world. Last month there was an earthquake. San Francisco's famous streets were filled with confusion. Oakland's famous streets were filled with confusion too. And all around the Bay Area, people were wondering what has happened. Man was asleep. Man was not thinking of the one immortal life. And he needed it desperately. We must never lose sight of the life that we share with everyone on this planet. It is a one life. It is God's life. And when you stand in the one life, there will be no accidents, there will be no pain, there will be no death. You are under the protection of the Almighty. And if you never do another thing, you must train yourself and immerse yourself and always be in the one immortal life. It is a protection against everything you can dream of. You simply have to walk into a crowded room, and there's confusion there. There's hate and jealousy and all kinds of feelings that people have amongst themselves. And when you walk in, you must instantly be in the one life. And that will change the complexion of the room, the complexion of the people, the attitudes. The one life sets the tone. And when you're not in the one, you're in the many, you're in the confusion, in the hubbub. Let's see now what it feels like to know the one life. It never has any pain. It never has problems. It never feels an ache. It never feels that the stock market will go up or down. It's not concerned about weather. The one life is in a state of total harmony. And when you feel this harmony, when you get into it, you know it. You can be meditating and not feeling anything at all. And suddenly you're aware of something new. Something in you has stopped ticking. Something in you that you don't recognize. It's a newness, a peace. And now you're in that peace. As you feel the deep, satisfying presence, as you touch Christ, the peace that descends upon you is unlike your normal consciousness. Oh, you feel peace sometimes. But this is a new peace. It passes all understanding. It's as if you can't think. Something takes hold of you. Something releases you. And in this peace you stand silent, wondrous, feeling like a child again, without care. Nothing can touch you. And better still, nothing can touch anyone in your consciousness. And you don't even have to think about them. The peace descends upon you. It lulls you. It takes care of everything that is in the world mind. I feel no worry about the future. I feel no need to check my financial statement this month. I feel the need to have bread, the bread that feeds the soul, that tells me God is on the scene. And now infinity is mine. The whole world will be still. not in humanhood. Humanhood never was here. It is not here now. What tells me this? I am not in a human mind. The mind I have now is the mind I had in the beginning. And the mind I had in the beginning was before the world was. The Christ mind, the mind that has ever been on earth, is my mind, your mind. The mind that is with you now is the mind of God. It is more than a billion years old, and it is timeless. It is eternal. When you feel this mind, feel the miracle of it, because it is awake. It knows all things, and it is accessible to you. The one immortal life, which will never end. There will never be a pain or a problem in the one immortal life. They're getting rid of the world mind. The mind that always stirs things up. The mind that has brilliant ideas and always sees those brilliant ideas through a glass darkly. For the natural mind is not the mind of God. If you have a mind that is smarter than someone else, that is not the mind of God. If you have a mind that is worrisome, that is not the mind of God. Do you see that? If we have a million minds, we have nothing. Or we can build skyscrapers, and a war can take them away. We can build all kinds of phenomenal things. They won't last. They won't fulfill us. But the Christ mind brings to your doorstep the very thing that you need. Do you need a job? Go to the Christ mind. Is your marriage failing? Go to the Christ mind. Whatever you need, the Christ mind is the answer. For he knoweth your needs. And it is his pleasure to give you the kingdom. What are you worried about? Give him the problem. He isn't worried about you. He knows who you are. Where is your understanding? What has taken your faith from you? You are asleep. You are doubting Thomas. You are wondering what today will bring, what tomorrow will bring. It will only bring you the Christ if you will let it. and the Christ lives your life. One immortal life. When you accept immortality, the words are not the acceptance. The way you live. In immortality, you do not sit around and wonder . You do not have a life to lose. You do not have anything that you can gain. You have everything. Nothing can be taken away. And so you rejoice. And you say to that pain that you have, I do not know you. You are not my being. You are something that has been added. Nothing can be added. Where did you come from? Oh, I see. You stole in. You started dreaming. And you made me feel that dream. I dreamed I had a sore toe. I dreamed I had cancer. I dreamed many things. And then I acted out the role. Because I have cancer, this must happen and that must happen. I saw the doctor. I talked to him. He said, this situation is very serious. And I listened. I believed him. I cannot have cancer. I'm talking about me. Me has cancer. But I? I am the immortal life of God. I am the Christ mind. I look and I see. I see what is there. God never placed cancer upon the earth. How could I get it? Only by a dream. And that dream is going to pass away. For I am going to awaken. I will awaken now in the kingdom of God, where the law is perfection. Oh, but I cannot take my human body with me. Did I think I had a body? Yes, I did. I was dreaming. The human body does not exist in the one immortal life. So then, I have to leave my body outside, but I have nothing to leave. You saw Jesus walk from this earth. What did he take with him? He didn't take a body. Did he take a human body? Of course not. And everyone who leaves takes a human body, they think. And they bury it, they think. But I am coming above the human body. I cannot encase the Christ life in a human body. Oh, that's what Lazarus was doing, showing the non-existence of the human body. That's what Jesus was crucified for, to show the non-existence of the human body. And I wish to walk on this earth in the knowledge that I have transcended the human body. It has no existence. It will be there in appearance tomorrow and the next day and the next day. But I will be working on the fact that I am not in it. I am not a human body. I am not a human life. Dwell with that. It is the truth. God is one. One. Look all over this world and you will not see one. But that's all that is there. The one invisible. The one self. And when you have awakened, you'll be walking around in the appearance of a human body. But you will be aware that you are the one invisible body of God everywhere. And you will see that as you develop this theme in you, the physical problems will fade away. The financial problems will fade away. All of the problems of discord will melt. Because you are inviting the presence of God to live itself as you. And you will find that that presence does not share any space with another presence. The presence of God is unique. It is the only presence. It is the one presence. It is infinite. In that, your human identity disappears. You are the one presence of God. Can you feel a glimmer of that? This presence will teach you all things. It will tell you what to say, how to live. It will feed you and dress you and house you. It will do all the things that you need. But it will do something that you don't know you need as well. It will bring you a realization of the one life of the universe. The one life that is your life, that is free, that is never anchored, that is not confined, are you feeling something within? Are you beginning to generate substance? Now a woman comes to you. Give her any problem. You can pick one of 500. But she comes to a confident you. You know who the healer is. You know the substance within you is the healer. And you dwell almost instantly in that substance. I'm not going to heal you. My Father in you will teach you the things you must know. He will teach you that you are perfect. P-E-R-F-E-C-T. You have always been perfect. And now you are perfect as God. Then why do I feel so bad? You don't feel bad. Me feels bad. The world mind has persuaded your mind, and me feels bad. Does I feel bad? I, who am the very healer that you have come to, I am yourself. You're living in a state of duality. I is you, and me is that little fellow you brought along, the one who's always complaining, the one who always needs something. When me is no more, I will stand in the field alone. And I assure you that I am perfect. I am the life of the universe, the life of all men, the life that never sleeps. Abide in me. And I in you, and you will bear fruit richly. Now then, What are your human problems? The minute you'd say, I have a human problem, you're denying your Christhood. You're denying that God is the substance of all form. You're denying that God is here. You're denying that God's law is perfect. There are many ways to deny Christ. There's only one way to know Christ, and that's to be Christ. You say, why? I can't be Christ. Heaven, look at my ailments. I've got this and that and the other thing. Even if I want to say I don't have them, I show them forth. And I say, right this moment, you are Christ. And you've got to find it out someday. It's important that you come out of the world mind, that you shake off the dust of earth. The only thing that you require to feel perfect is the sure knowledge of God's presence. Your destiny is God. Let's see if we can lift up the Son of Man in you. If we can build some substance, some experience that you have had, somewhere that you have experienced God. Do you recall any? Wasn't there a time when something told you that God is here? You couldn't touch him, but you could feel his presence. Didn't something happen in your life? Beyond your capacity, that was handled by some mysterious stranger? We all experience the presence of God at one time or another. And then things come into life. We forget. We rush with a mad throng. But that experience is a real experience, and it stays right with you. It is always true. And it's always saying, come unto me. Come unto me. For my life is your life. Do you see the point? There is never a moment that the life of God is not your real life. And so, on faith, in spite of your problems, you begin to accept that God is here now loving me, upholding me, waiting for the moment that I surrender. Not my human sense judgment, not my will, not all the things I tell myself that I have and must get rid of. I don't have them. I wipe myself clean of that belief. All that I have is God. All that God has is mine. I and the Father are You see a new meaning to one? I am the Father. The Father is me. And my name is I. Remove the web. Step out of the concept. Release man whose breath is in his nostrils. Well, what will I go to? Stay right where you are. I am spirit, not matter. I am essence. My spirit is whole. My spirit is infinite. My spirit lives. Am I really the Spirit of God? Son, thou art ever with me, and I with thee. Yes, you are the Spirit of God. I am the substance of your being, the immortal life of you, which never has a life span. I am your eternal self, which never has a human body. I am in the midst of you. Be my son. Now is the time to honor the son. Do you feel yourself letting go of someone who isn't you? There is a presence within every man and woman and child. That presence must be lifted up. You must surrender to that presence. You must give all of you, keeping nothing, to that presence. Jesus overcame the world, and he taught his disciples how to overcome the world. He left a record on the earth for everyone to overcome the world. Come unto me, you come unto me by accepting yourself to be Christ. And you live with that name. Until it becomes more than a name. Until it becomes the embodiment of everything you want it to be, and more. It is the Son of Man and the Son of God. It was never born. It will never die. It is you. You are the Son of Man. And when you realize that you will live forever, you realize too that the worst problem you can have, no matter what it is, it cannot be real, for you are an eternal self, an immortal self, living an immortal life. You have never been a baby. You've never grown up. And when you march to a different drummer, out of step with the entire world, it will be because you realize at last that you are God's self, living God's life. ready to assume your true position. As a love of God, as the peace of God, as the harmony of God, as everything that God is, because that's who you are.